And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
With a 3% increase in enrollment, right? I mean, the goal is to keep increasing, right?
It is. You know, it's to meet the community needs, but we would like to see more and more folks avail themselves of education, absolutely.
How long before you have to build another building?
Great question, yeah.
Right? Or what do you do?
I think we're set on the Bend campus. We had a bond. People still see it on their property tax statements. So a bond that paid for the healthcare building and the science center, the Middleton Science Center. The Madras expansion came through this donation of land, and we have great demand. Prineville probably needs a new building at some point and a larger facility. We'd love to do, we're renovating our MATC, our Manufacturing and Advanced Technology Center in Redmond next year, so we can offer more to students there. There may be services we can offer in South County and Lapine in the next couple of years. We've got an active board member trying to make some inroads, and what can we do in Lapine as it grows? Sisters is part of our district. So how do we meet the needs of the community? Right now, where the best opportunity was to do that was in Madras. And so we're leaning into that, but doesn't mean we're done after that.
I have an idea for a class.
Let's go.
That you'll have to build another building just to fit all the people that want to take it, or at least should take the class.
Yeah.
How to drive in a roundabout.
You know, Dave, this is a PSA section of the roundabout signal out, right? That's all we need to know. It's an easy class. The syllabus writes itself.
I guess it'll be really quick. You just walk in, that's written on the chalkboard. Yeah. You look at it, you go home.
I saw this morning they're thinking about putting the signal back at the wall and Reed Market roundabout. Yeah. Remember when we had the test signal there like 10 years ago? They had it up just as a test. And I was like, doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of the roundabout?
Yes.
And I didn't read the full story this morning, but I think they're thinking about bringing it back. I would still tell you, you know this, sit at Reed Market and 3rd Street on a Friday at 4 in any direction, and you're clamoring for a roundabout, because I'll promise you, you will get through faster. So
yes.
I love the roundabouts because they just keep things moving, even if they're slow. So I'm sort of like, if we put a stoplight in a roundabout, it feels like we're going backwards.
I also like the roundabouts, not that I'm used to them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had them for a while.
Yeah.
But it would help if people realize you don't gun it in the roundabout. You don't try to pass somebody in a roundabout. Just everybody get into the roundabout. Take your time.
You're right.
Do the thing.
You're right. I mean, I get that people aren't signaling out. I love the left turn blinker because they want to eventually go left. I now understand what they're doing, but then it's a quick, you can break your blinker going from left to right as you try to get up. But I'm with you. It's the speeding in that throws everyone off.
Exactly.
If everyone went in at the same speed, it's going to work just fine. And I always think about Chevy Chase and European Vacation when they're in the 5-lane roundabout in Europe, right? And he sees Big Ben in Parliament, and he says to the kids, look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. But then he gets stuck and he can't get out of the roundabout, and they're there for hours. I do love that, because that may happen in town once in a while.
I was visiting a friend in Georgia,
uh-huh,
and on one of the St. Simons Island, I think is what it's called, and there was a roundabout, and I remember we come up to the roundabout and everybody's going slower, and we got right in and we got right out, and there was no line. I was like, how come they know how to? I guess they've been doing it longer on the East Coast than we have been over here, right?
I heard that we have more roundabouts, not per capita, just more roundabouts in Bend than any other city in the country, except, and again, maybe one of your listeners can check us on this, Lafayette, Indiana, I think is the roundabout capital of the U.S. So for what that's worth.
Yeah, interesting.
Less T-bones, less accidents, less pollution. In theory, you can get through faster. I do think a class may be warranted, though. I'll see what I can do.
Pollution in a roundabout? Oh, because you're moving.
You're not idling. You're not idling.
Okay.
Yeah. All these things, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know, but it'll be in the class. We'll put that in the syllabus.
We need the same rules at every roundabout, though.
Because
there's some of the roundabouts, it's like, this lane will take you off to the right and to the left.
I couldn't agree more.
But then another roundabout, it doesn't work the same way.
Well, and these new ones that ODOT put on Highway 20 are really confusing, because people are coming in at 50 and then slowing down fast. And then, you know, and there's the left, right. That gets confusing for people.
I do like the giant roundabouts, like on your way to Sisters.
Yeah, that's the ones I'm talking about. Yeah,
you don't have to. You can just cruise into those babies, because no one's going to be close to you. You can see them for a long time.
You do know they're coming.
And I do like that.
Although I hit it at Sisters last weekend, and you know, they put that lovely gravel. There's like a red rock and a gray rock in there. There were tire tracks going through and up over each of the roundabouts. So maybe at 2 in the morning, you're not feeling like you want to go around it. You just go up and over. Yeah, they didn't get stuck. They seem like they made it through. I would not recommend that.
Now, these roundabouts are kind of spendy.
Yeah, they are.
So I'm wondering, I wonder if a bridge and a tunnel would be cheaper.
Could we get a bridge?
These guys just go over?
These
guys just go under?
I mean, there's a concept there. I would love to know the logic here, but I do think part of why that's less often the case in Bend, and we cannot get a crossing at Reed Market at the railroad tracks is because it's real tough to dig into this basalt, right?
Well, that's
true. It takes a minute. So the tunnel thing here is a little bit more challenging.
That's true. I think that wraps up the public service announcement.
I love it. Again, roundabout
of the show.
Signal out.
I'm talking to my friend Zach Boone. He's the Vice President of Advancement and Foundation Executive Director at COCC, Central Oregon Community College. Anything else?
You know, I don't know, Dave. It's been so long. I think one time when I was here, we talked about, remember you guest DJ?
Yes, yes.
And it was a great segment you did. And then I did that and then was never invited back. So I'm assuming it was me.
We actually changed the locks right as soon as you left, just in case.
I heard there's an opening on the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, coming up maybe in the next few years. Can I throw your hat in the ring?
Sure, please do. Please do.
That'll go well.
You and I were talking off the air about cabinet appointments and stuff. And we were talking about, I don't even need to be a cabinet member. Just make me a czar. Of something. Yeah. I don't care what it is. Just make me a czar of something. So I can say, oh yeah, I'm a United States czar guy.
I mean, your voice, I mean, there's something there. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't been plucked nationally all these years with that butter, whatever you call that voice of yours.
Sure.
Made for radio. I think you could be the czar of, you know, with all the podcasts and maybe like the voiceover czar, or they, you know, the voice of God. They say, you know, like that.
I could be the voice guy. I just like announce the president when he walks into the room every single time. Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
Yeah. I think there's a role for you there. Sure. So, you know, voiceover czar. I really feel like there's something there. I would nominate you. I would be part of that to support that.
Oh, good, good. When I start the GoFundMe, I'll let you know.
I'll get it. I can help you with that. I've got some experience.
Zach, it's been a pleasure having you.
Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate it.
I've been talking to Zach Boone from COCC. He's the Vice President of Advancement and Foundation Executive Director. That's a lot of words to put on one name tag.
I just put Zach.
Just Zach. It makes it simple.
That's it.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Thanks again.
What's the website for COCC?
Yeah, COCC.edu. All the stuff you need. Great stuff. Follow us on the socials as well. I think most of your listeners know how to do that. We're really a great community college and happy to serve your needs.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.